Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph 571. The Isser to be makriv in Esnan Zona Umechir Kelev Al Gabe Hamizbeach. Says the Torah, Lo Savi Perek Yechav Gimel Pasuk Yutes. Lo Savi Esnan Zona Umechir Kelev Beis Hashem Al Kelecho Neder. What it's not allowed to give is a karban. An Esnan Zona, an animal that was given to a Zona, to a Zona for her services. Esnan Zona, it's already labeled. Rashi says, Nasan La Tle Be'esnena, Pasol LaHakrava. That animal is not Asur Bahana, but it's Asur to give us a karban. U'mechir Kelev, and a mechir, an animal that is sold for a dog. If I have a sheep, and I say, could I have your dog, and I'll trade you the sheep. That sheep is now Asur to give us a karban. We'll have to see why. Ki Tovas Hashem Elokecha Gam Shnehem. Both of them are considered the To'eva of Hashem, like we spoke about last mitzvah in terms of other elements of To'eva. But this is To'avat Hashem. Both of them are considered To'eva. The Ramban alludes to it already. The Nitziv, which we'll get to with Hashem, says that Gam is always used when there is something that you wouldn't have realized or thought of. So Gam Shnehem, Esnan Zona, I would understand, Mechir Kelev. So we'll have to talk about that. But that's the Gam Shnehem. Even this one is considered a problem. So says the Sefer Chinuch right here. Shinim nanu mehakriv esnan zonu mechir kelev lagabi mizbeach. It's usher to bring be makriv in esnan zona, something that was given to a zona or mechir kelev on the mizbeach. Valzanemar lo savi esnan zona mechir kelev beis Hashem alokecha. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, as the Chinuch does. The Ramban counts it as two separate ones. There's an isser of being makriv in esnan zona. There's an isser of being makriv in mechir kelev. If you do both of them, you get two sets of malchus. The Rambam says you only have one. Okay, discussed, the Minchas Chinuch says, more in the ninth Shorish. What is the Isser of Hakrava? So the Minchas Chinuch also says, in Oz Beis, Hakrava is burning it on the Mizbeach. That's for sure. What about Shechting it? What about Zrikas Adam? What about the other Avodos? So that is not 100% clear. It could be just Hakrava, says the Minchas Chinuch. We'll have to see. Let's continue. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What are some of the messages behind this mitzvah? First and foremost, the issue of Znus. Lefi, Shakarban Uba Litar Machsheves HaAdam. The karban is meant to purify man's thoughts. Ula Hachshir Ma'asehu. Bekoach HaPa'ula Hahi. And through bringing the karban, I will get atonement for my sins. I will get back on the straight and the narrow, and I'll go away from my faults. But here, ubios karban obama yestan zona shiavir mitunefes. But if I'm bringing an animal that it screams out what it's used for, shema yachsho beis karbano ba'osu inyin ra, somebody or the kohen or the person involved could think of that maisis nus during this karban, during this hakrava, and that'll be so detrimental. Via fagel machshavaso ba'osa machshava rava bzuya. And the whole thought process is during the karban, which is what the bringing a karban is all about. It's not like Hashem needs the animal, but it's about the effect that it could have on the person and the effect that this animal could have on the person after being used in such a disgusting way. So that is something that has to stay out of the Beis HaMikdash and cannot be used as a karban. The gamke mechir kelev mitamzeh. The same thing with mechir kelev as well. Why? What's mechir kelev? Ki a karban yavi adam lechapara al nafsho. Because again, a carbon is brought to bring kapara. Uke inyan she carbono nishchat v'natach l'nesachim. Ra'uilo l'bala carbon lachshov shehe roi lasos lo king begufo. Like the Ramban says at the beginning of a yikra, when the blood is sprinkled, I should think that as if my blood is sprinkled. And when the animal is cut up, I should think as if I'm being cut up. Im lo shechesed Hashem yisparach hayola. But Hashem has rachmanis. You can bring a carbon instead, even though you violated my word. Likach mivenu kofer ksas mimamono. So you could use that. V'mapula azos ra'uilo. And my heart should become soft based on what I did, and I should feel bad for what I did, and I'll accept not to do it again. The problem is, the symbol of dogs, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is azei nefesh. They are brazen of spirit. They are brazen of spirit, and therefore, I'm going to lose the message. If I know this animal had something to do with a dog, and was switched for a dog, I'll think of Azus Nefesh there. V'shema mitoch chashvo behen v'tivan achazak t'chazek nafsho v'tikshe arpo mehinachem achadav. I won't have rachmanas. I'll think of the brazenness of the dog, and I'll be steadfast in my ways, and I won't do complete tshuva. So basically, the Sefer HaChinuch says in both of these animals that are being brought as a karban, the worry is that the person, the makriv, will be brought to think about the aveira or about the animal and won't get this true message of a carbon. And the Minchas and the Sefer Chinuch ends v'im amna b'ni shalut de v'yaldasein. He says, my son, you know, if you don't like these, imam tit arer v'tam zekinim tikach. Think about them a little deeper, and you'll realize that these reasons, this reason, has some MS to it. There are other ideas behind the dog, but even before we get to other ideas related to the Azus Panim, the Gemara talks about this. The Gemara says at the end of Masechah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Hey Amabez, that if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, they deserve to be thrown to the dogs. That Gemara is in Pesachim. He's going to relate this to the Gemara in Shabbos in a second. Pesachim Kuf Yurches, Kol HaMakabel, Kol HaMasaper Lashon Hara, V'Kol HaMakabel Lashon Hara. If anybody says or accepts Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlichu L'Klavim, Shtermal HaKelav Tashlichu Noso, right afterwards, Losisa Shem Hashav. So you see, Lashon Hara is linked to dogs in the Torah. This relates to the Azus Panim. If somebody is brazen of spirit, they don't care what other people think. They just care about what they think of other people. So that's what a dog is, brazen of spirit. Says the Gra, I think you could use this to help understand the Gemara at the end of Shabbos, where if Papa says, Lesta Anya Mikalba, there's nothing poorer than a dog. Velesta Atir Mikhazira, there's nothing richer than a pig. What does that mean? Says the Gra, everybody knows that you can't eat pig. You have to be a very, very low level, or I should say, a very big sinner to be able to eat a pig. Lashon Hara, that's not so hard. That's not so hard. We all have our moments. Says the Gra, pig is a very rich aveira. Nobody would do it. It's very, very chashuv. But Lashon Hara, which is symbolized by the dog, because Roy Lashlicha L'Klavim, says that's a poor one. That's the Gra. Lo kol ha'alavim shebetorah shavim be'enei abrios. Ki yesh lavim sha'olam nishar boim ad ma'od. Kon vesa chazir lo tochelu. Shemro adam b'chavir sha'ochel chazir. Yefrosh b'menu v'lo yirtza l'schati nimo. Somebody's gonna eat pig. Me'idach yesh lav chomer mizehar be'ei. V'kalu b'enei adam u'kitzchok nechsha b'eneiem. Like Lashon Hara. But that's, there's nothing richer than a pig and nothing poorer than a dog. That's the Gra, but that is all number one, and that is the Azus Panim of a dog. The Meshech Chachmi here says, maybe another idea. There is a Gemara elsewhere than B'Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph that a dog is associated with Znus. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, there was the minog of Goyim HaKadmonim, she'achreichein, after they committed bestiality with a dog, with their animal, they would bring this to their Avodah Zarah. Ha'yimivian ha'machir l'karban b'oveis galilim. And that's what the Torah says. So, the Caliph is somehow connected to Znus. But if you look in the Netziv says, we don't know exactly what it is with a dog. There's something about a dog that we don't know for sure. The fact, Hachanami, he says, Esnan Zona, he starts off by saying, Gam Shneihem, like the Ramban says. Gam is always comparing something that is obvious to something that is less obvious. L'damos davar she'enu pashut, kol kach l'davar ha'pashut yoser. V'achanami, esnan zona, ha'davar muvanshu to'eva. Esnan zona, you know, is a to'eva. Avo mechir kelev, enu davar muskali leinu, mipnei ma'u to'eva. What's so bad? U'bamek kelev garua mechazir, v'shar davar tame. Why is a dog worse? V'amai mechiro garua mikol davar. That's what the Torah has to say, gam shnehem. We don't know why exactly, but he says, al karchach, yesh bazeh siba ruchanit beruach chayim shel kelev. There's something about the dog, umishim hachi mechiro toeva v'asur lahakrava. We don't know for sure. The Aznayim Latorah of Saratskin has an idea. Actually, two ideas. Fascinating. He says, number one, animals in general have a choice. They could either hide from man and stay away from man and mind their own business and try to have to fend for themselves and have to be protected from getting captured by man. Or an animal can be given over to man and work hard and be meshubid like an ox and a horse. All of those get worked hard and have all of their needs taken care of. But there's one animal that does something in the middle. A dog is in the house of a man and works for the man and does whatever he can and helps the man and gets fed by the man. But then a dog is used to help find the other animals that are hiding away from the man. Right? The search dogs. V'akelav hazeh, sheshlimu ma'adam v'gar b'yishuv. He lives with man. Yotzi ma'adam latzut sayid. He's a traitor. U'bechush hareach ha'mefutach shelo. Through its very highly developed smell, skills, abilities, motzi was balei chaim hanistarim mipnei ha'adam, umotzi mikros hatzarim, and he takes it, gets them out of the rocks, and gives them over. This caliph is misaber al riv lo lo. He gets involved in situations and fights, so to speak, that is not his, and that's why she cannot bring that animal, the mechir caliph, anything connected to that, on the Mizbech. And then he even says, that's why Esnan Zona is paralleling to the Losia Kadesha, which we just had, and Mechir Kelev is going back to the previous pasuk, Losasker Evet El Adonav, right, connecting those two psukim. Number one. Number two, says the Zayin LaTorah, he says it's amazing that sometimes people, as we know, man, he doesn't quote this, but this is what he's saying, a dog is called man's best friend. Why? A man, he could play with it, he could hug it and kiss it and give it to eat and love it and get so much hana and spend so much money on this dog, on the dog food and on the clothing and on the house and everything. Imagine, says Rav Sarutzkin, if all of that money would be given to aniyim, yesomim, almanos. Imagine that. Why do people choose klavim many times? Because they're good guards. Shomrim aleihem. And we're not saying against people who have a dog. We're just saying his thought. Umagarshim is a gazlanim. Right? It protects them. The gazlanim, the rotschim, the shot, right? It guards the house. But sometimes dogs are even wild. You hear crazy stories. You had a dog, you know, he never did this. And he bites, and he this, and he that. So a dog, inherently, a large percentage of why people have dogs, not all, is for guarding, and for scaring, and for barking, and for biting. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that on the Mizbeach. Zegufa in lohavi beis Hashem alakecha mechir kelev mishu makatzer yomav shel adam umatel eva bein adam lechaveiro velo yala mizbeach. What do you put up whenever you want to scare people off, even if you don't have a dog? You put up dog here, right? A big picture of a scary dog. So a dog is the symbol of something achzari. That's why it does not belong on the Mizbech. But this is all connected to Mechir Kelev. Another idea in general regarding to Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev is the similar to what the Menachas Chedev talks about a little bit here in Os Gimel, and that is once somebody does something wrong with something, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to turn around and use it for something good, like a mitzvah haba b'aveira. You can't just cover it up. I have to get rid of the aveira and then do a mitzvah otherwise. I can't just try to use certain elements of aveira for the good. Right? This is what the Ramban says right here on our parsha. He says, Lofavi efnan zona, hazonos ya'asu be'esnan shalahem mitzvahs. The zona tries to do mitzvahs with their esnan. Choshvos lechaper al chatason. And they think they're going to get kapara. B'mashal shalahem, gaifa betapuchayu, mefalga levishaya. Okay. V'lachein asra tora esnan lechol neder. Ki ato yosifu lachto, but it's even worse. It's in Kategor Nasas Anego, you can't do this. That's the Ramban, and that's also the Marsha in Ksubis. Daf Samach Zayin, where the Marsha, a couple hundred years ago, has biting words. He says, V'rabim bidor hazeh, shemekabsin osher shelohem, shelo be'emuna v'chilo Hashem. Many people get their riches today. Not, honestly, chil Hashem, kigzelas over the kochavim, they steal from non-Jews, v'yachar kach misnadvim, me'oso mamon, and then they give it. They give it a dava. Lios lahem kavod b'chol shana. V'lasis lahem birchas mishaberach. Lios lahem shem v'tiferes. It says people get the money in illegal ways, and then they want a mishaberach. V'ein zeh la mitzvah baba aveira. V'ein la osher azeh melech v'kiyum. This is not going to last, says the Marsha. So again, another idea behind this mitzvah, and that is we shouldn't try to just turn our aveiras into mitzvahs. We have to focus on the aveira and do tshuva for it, and then we could do the separate mitzvah. Good, midini ha-mitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? As has been described, sho-esnan, what is the definition of an esnan? From the word tain, a matana. Omer le'isha, says the chinuch, halacha davar zeh b'scharech. The man says to a woman, this is your money, this is your payment. Ve'echad zona goya o shivcha o yisrael she'ervol of any isurei bia. O mechayvi lavin, even a chayvi lavin. V'chein esnan ha-zachor, even mishkav zachor. The only one that's mutter is aval esnan ishto nida eno beisur esnan. Based on a special chazal, the esnan of an isha nida, of a man pays his wife, who's a nida, to live with him, and gives her an esnan for it, that is not labeled as esnan, even though it is a bia asura, That is not called an asa. The Minchas Chinuch says as ishto nida lav dafka, even a penuya nida. But again, that is the nida. Just like nida is unique in other areas. For example, not creating mamzeris, as we discussed a couple of mitzvos ago. So too, in this regard, it does not create the status of esnan. But no, I guess there's zevas charmen akevas. This mitzvah applies to men and women bizman abayis. Of course, only when we have a beis hamikdash. The overall zeh. The hikr best on zona mechir kelev. If somebody violates and is makriv in esnan zona or mechir kelev, meaning who's makriv? Pashas the kohanim. So how does he say bischarmen akevas? If a woman is makriv, it somehow imeyos carbon pasul. Yes, the carbon is pasul, but chayev ha makriv malchus kedim makriv balmum. It's a balmum, but just like if you're makriv a balmum, you are going to get malchus. So too, if you're makriv in esnan zona, you get two averas. You get the avera of hakravas esnan zona, and you get the avera of being makriv abalmum. And he knows that the Ramban counts it as two separate mitzvahs, even though the Ramban Lechinuch only count it as one. This sugya of esnan plays a major role in the beginning of Perek Meruba, in the seventh Perek of Masechet Baba Kama, in the sugya of Shinui. The Gemara there says, on the Afsamachema Beis, that Rabbi Eloi says, Sover, Ganav Tzle, Rabbi Eloi, Amr Rabbi Eloi, Ganav Tzle v'nasa ayo, Egel v'nasa shor, Nasa shinu biyado v'kna'o. If I steal a young sheep and it becomes an old sheep, or I steal a calf and it becomes an ox, the shinu is shinui d'memela, right? It occurs, and ukna, and I'm kona it, and therefore, tavachu machar, if I then shechter to sell it, shalo tovech shalohu mocher. This is the sugya, Rabbi Eloi says, the concept of shinui, kona. Shini is kona, this animal changed from the time that I bought it. Shini is kona. Says the Gemara, then quoting other deis that argue, and then the Gemara says a couple of lines down, Ditanya, quoting, Nasan la be'esnen achitim, vasan sola, zesim vasan shemen. The Gemara compares shinui kone to the sugya by geneva and gazela to the sugya of shinui when it comes to esnan. Meaning, chitim vasan solas, if there was wheat, if the man gave wheat, the pashas of this Gemara is that a man gave the woman wheat as payment, that she made it into flour. Zesim vasan shemen, he gave olives and she made it into oil. Anavim vasan yayin, tonichada asar, vatonichada mutter. Writes a machlokas about it. And the Gemara explains, Beis Hillel is the one that's matter, because Beis Hillel says that this is shinui kone when it comes to esnan as well. So we have shinui kone by esnan, shinui kone by geneva. Tosfos there can't believe it. Tosfos, how could he compare the two cases? What's the comparison? V'yim tomar. Hechi medami lei dema inyan esnan etzel shinui. How do you compare the two cases? What does shinui and esnan have to do with each other? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, important Tosfos in the Meruba Sugyas, Dikesavar, di shinui kone, im kain, if shinui is kone, meaning if I steal something and then it changes, and then that is kone, im kain, ra'ui hu lahatir shinui be'esnan, then it's fitting that this principle should also apply to esnan. Why? Dechashiv ka'acher, because it's considered something else. The Einzo Oso Sheba Liyada B'Torah's Esnan. It's not the same Chefsa that she got as an Esnan. Umimazami Lomas. And therefore it's not disgusting. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying the reason that it applies to both is because it's a different Chefsa. This is a crucial Tosfos for the many Sugyas. One of them being Shinui Kone. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. What does it mean Shinui Kone? Is that a real Kenyan like other items are Kone? There's a Kenyan this and a Kenyan that, and Shini is also Kone. Is that how it works? That's very difficult to say, considering that sometimes shini kone is like this Gemara's example, a shinui de memela, where the person didn't even do anything. Right? It just happened by itself. The animal got matured. So the other understanding of shini kone is that, no, it doesn't mean that there's a kinyan, but it's just that the ganuf or gazlan usually has a chi of hashava to return the item. The second that the item is not the same item, memela, the chi of hashava disappears. He has to pay money back, but the chi of hashava of this item disappears. Why does it disappear? Because it's not ke'in shegazal. It's not the same item that he stole. And that's why, that's how Tosfos explains how Shinui Kone could apply both in Geneva and Gzela and in Esdan. If you focus on the fact that it is a different Chafza, so then Memela, it can be comparable and it can be applicable in both cases. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Hey, he discusses this Gemara and he says, we paskin Shinui is Mutter, like Beis Hillel says there in Maseches Baba Kama. And then he quotes a question on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara regarding Esnan and Shinui. By Esnan, the Gemara quotes, the Rambam quotes, he gave her wheat and she made it into flour, olives and she made it into oil, v'chulu, asked him in Chas Chinuch and he does not answer. Why does the Rambam quote that case? Isn't there an even bigger chiddush in the Gemara? The examples that we just gave of a Shinui de Memela, let's say he gives her a young animal and it becomes a mature animal. So why does the Rambam say that? It's an even bigger chiddush that Shinui would be Kona, in a sense, and therefore you'd be able to give this animal as a carbon. Tzarech Iyun, what's the answer? The answer is, says the Tosfos Rid, there in Baba Kama, Dafseya Mechayim Abeis, even though, yes, I agree with Tosfos, that in a general way, there's a comparison between Esan and Geneva regarding Shinui, but it's not exactly the same. And that is, the Gemara says explicitly that a Shinui de Memela would work by Geneva, but says the Tosfos Rid, maybe it wouldn't work by Esnan. By Esnan is a higher standard, and even though a mamish Shinui be a dayim would work, but a Shinui de Memela would not work. That's what the Tosfos Rid says, Beferish, they are Samachem Abeis. Tshuva, Bevadai, Beshinu, Heba Me'elov, Ein Dinam Shava, Avo Beshinu Maisa, Tu Shinui Chashuv, Ki Hechi De Chashav, Linyin Gzela, So what would be the answer of the Rambam to the Minchas Chinuch? The answer is, I disagree. Only Shini B'Yadayim would work by Esnan, but a Shini B'Meila would not work in a Chinami. There's even a Shita of the Yireim. He quotes it in the footnotes here. The Yireim has a totally different understanding of the whole Gemara, that Shini Kono, no Shini Kono would work by Esnan. What do you mean? Our Gemara says it. The answer is no. You know what the case of the Gemara is? If a man gives the woman wheat and says, you know what, we're going to be together in a week from now, and here's the wheat that I'm going to, I'm prepaying for the services. And then the woman makes it into flour before the Maisa. That's the only time when you might say Shini is Kona, and then it doesn't get the status of Esnan. But once it was given as an Esnan, even if she crushes it afterwards, it wouldn't work. So it comes out, Lamaskana, three different days, how to apply Shinui. The Gemara says Shinui is Mutter. So what does that mean? Does that mean wait only before the Maisa, the Yireim? Does that mean even Shini de Memela, like the Menachas Chinuch and the Pashas of the Gemara, or like the Tosfos Rid, maybe the Rambam, only a Shini be a Dayim and not a Shini de Memela? Again, there's a lot more here about Shinui and Esnan, but we'll have to leave it here. And we will continue next time as we are into the 570s.